is almost done. That isn't to say that there aren't presents still left to be wrapped or put together at this point. But in a few more hours, just 2.5, Christmas will be here. And if you aren't ready yet, well, the clock is ticking. Tonight for me has so many memories. Some of them are good, like the Christmas that I looked out the window at my mom's house and I saw a beat up pickup truck sitting there in front of mom's house. And I leaned over to her and said, "Do you know whose pickup that is? Is it one of the neighbors? Grandpa and grandma need to use that spot. If they're not out of there in 5 minutes, I'm going over there. I'm going to tell them to move it." 5 minutes, and I'm getting up, got my boots on, and I'm going over and going to tell them to move. And who do you think I see when I open the door but my uncle, who drove all the way from Syracuse to Michigan to surprise my grandfather on Christmas. That's a good memory. Then there are the bad memories. There is what my family still calls the worst Christmas ever. In the middle of the 11 o'clock service, all of a sudden my little brother jumps up and sprints to the nearest restroom. He made it. But that was just the start of the night. Needless to say, we woke up the next morning, all of us with the flu. Grandpa and grandma stopped by, waved, and dropped off the presents and left. Then there were the other Christmases, the ones that fall in the middle, full of laughs and wonderful moments. Some of you may have heard me tell the story of my mom in the Luminaria. For about 8 years, my mom insisted we start doing Luminaria. There was the year that we tried without sand, and it was horrific. There was the year it rained. There was the year of 40-mile-an-hour winds. And finally, there was the year Mom got fed up and bought light-up plug-in Luminaria that she had glued to the driveway that she backed over a day after they were put in. The fact is, we got a great laugh out of that because every time we drove past a house on Christmas Eve that had Luminaria, we'd look over and say, "Hey, Mom, you want us to go knock on their door and offer to go find out how they did it?" She would glare at us and then enjoy the moment of getting kidded by her children. At least that's what we told ourselves. Each one of us has stories to tell about Christmas, about celebrations that went so well that they are etched in our memory or fell so flat that we still to this day don't want to talk about. There are stories which stir up all sorts of emotions within us. But what does this Christmas story fill us with? As we listen to the story of Isaiah predicting the coming of Christ, as we hear the hope of a people being set free from oppression, as we hear of the hope of God sending that person. Then we go to the quiet strength, the fear, the hope, the every single emotion that Mary is feeling. And then we get to Joseph and Mary trudging, yes, trudging, all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And getting to Bethlehem after all that long journey, after that journey with 9-month pregnant Mary. And there's no place for them. And the King of Kings, this child that his parents know who he is put in a manger. There's an almost sickening aspect when you realize that the reason they're traveling is because the emperor in Rome wanted more money. And so he makes people like Mary and Joseph travel all that way just for a few coins for his tax coffers. But then there's the overwhelming joy of the angels come to the shepherds. The shouts of acclamation, the joy of the shepherds as they leave Jesus, having seen him. There are a host of emotions in the story of Christmas. They stir up so many in the people. There's hope and fear and doubt, worry and joy, happiness and relief, all woven together in a journey. But those are the emotions within the story. How does Christmas, the story of Christ's birth, make you feel? My hope is that it makes you feel at least relieved. Relieved that Christ was born. Relieved that the Son of God came to us as a baby. I hope you feel joy as well when you consider the work that the Son of God did for us and for the world. Remember those words in John's Gospel, so that everyone who believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. But there's another emotion I hope is there for you. Call it expectancy or anticipation. A hopeful feeling as if something is about to happen. Not as in like they use in Star Wars of, I've got a bad feeling about this. But that feeling that children have when they go to bed Christmas Eve, that anticipation, the joy of the next morning, that joy when their feet hit the floor, they can float on air almost to go and see what's under the tree. Those emotions eventually diminish until we're cranky adults. And we don't want to be woken up in the morning by cold feet, cold hands, and shouts of, it's Christmas! But the challenge for us is how to channel those younger emotions, those joyful, hopeful emotions, not just into today and tomorrow, but into the days to come. It's how do we make Christmas just move further than over 2 days. How do we make Christmas live on past Christmas Day, past the season of Christmas, into everyone's life? Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us sing together, What Child Is This? And let us remain seated as we sing.